Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra Daf Kufayim Beis Amlu Rava Barav Shilal Hani Ksiv Ishtara Knaisa goes a writing Ishtara Knaisa Shtawath Akinyon. When you write Ishtara Knaisa Yadisa Yoyim Bidikandisa by Ksivu, you write the shtar and the zman where you did the kinyan. This is the chiddush of zman. It's telling you that didn't ksiva zman in the shtar. What you write is the first thing it says is if you know when you made the kinyan, you write the zman of the kinyan. What kind of a shtar are we talking about? The Rishbam learns now we're talking about a shtar matana. That there's no achrayus, that you're not coming to be toyer flukuchis, or shtar mechira, which has achrayus, but the halacha is that being that there's a kol by a shtar mechira, as soon as you make the mechira, you're able to be goyber from the lukuchis. Now she ain't came by a shtar alva, tainet Rishbam, you can't learn the sugis talking about by a shtar alva. Because a shtar halva, the only time there's a call is when you have the shtar written. But bizman halva, there's no call, because there's no shibut. Grad it's mefur in the Rishbam that the reason why you need a shtar is just techetimsin to make a call, not like the Tosfos read. Even though we saw in the Rishbam that the Rishbam holds before that when the shtar is nifra, as you can't be choyze and nikra, you can't be choyze v'goyva with the shtar. That's because the Rishbam holds that the kono was you can only be goyva when there is an existing shtar, but not because the shtar makes the shibur. Kach is meduyik in the Rishbam here, and I like the Tosfos read. V'vin shvi, the Rishbam says that by halva, the shibud is only chal when there's a kol. The kol is only when there's a shtar, not when there's halva or friya. As if you're going to write the zman of the halva, the shtar is going to be muktam. He's going to come to be goy v'shalai kedin, and it'll be pasal. And the Rishbam is metame, brings a rach, but the rach says not that way, and he's metame on the rach. What's pshat? As the Ramban, the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Rambam, and Malvul, Loiva, Perikov, Gimel, Halacha, Vav, are all Cholkim on the Rishbam. And they say, Enochinami, if we're talking about a regular Halva, as then Avad, the Rishbam is Gerecht, as the Gemara before, then in a regular Halva, when you make Halva, there's no Kolas, there's no Gviyam Yimashamdi. Above here, we're talking about Shtara Knaisa, which means a shtar that you did a separate kinyan michutz in the shtar. You did like a kinyan suda. You did another maisa kinyan michutz la shtar. As the Gemara before, on that mem says, shtam kinyan l'ksivayim, and you could write a shtar, I'll be the kinyan. As the Rishonim learned, must be that the kinyan makes a kol, and it makes it you could be able to be goyber from the chasam mishubadim. Zim Kain, Nirshainim, Acholikon Nirshbam, you could learn the Gemara is going even by a shtar halva. But still, being that over here we're talking about halva with a kinyan, as the Shiva Nechasim is chal, mizman a kinyan. The shayla is, what are you kind of with the kinyan? As the Goyis Ashvin Sanhedrin Choftesam in Beis brings the Arzarua B'Shem Nirivan, that it means he was mischayev to make a choif. Vezitain is, if there already was a choif, as what does it mean you're doing a kinyan if there's a pre-existing choif? But the Beis Yosef, in Simon Lamed Tes, in Bedek Abayis, he asks that you could learn that als the original halva, it's a milval peh. As a milval peh is not koivim mishabdi. As what's he doing a kinyan to give him a schus to be koivim mishabdi? As even if there's a pre-existing choiv, a kinyan is still a maila, because you could say this kinyan is to give him a schus to be koivim mishabdi. That's what the Maisa Kenyan is. As thus is the Mahalach of the Rishonim that we're talking about, Shtariach Naisa, even by Halfa. Of the Rishbam we saw is Choylik. As what is the Rishbam holds? As Kol Mekol, there's a very big Hadgosha. In the Gemara that the Rishonim bring a Raya from, the Gemara just says that if you do a Kenyan, you could write a Shtari afterwards. It's not mafurish in the Gemara that the Shibud is Chal Mishas the Kinyan. Could be when you do a Kinyan, then you have to do a Shtar. When you do a Shtar, then you could be Goiva. Not mafurish in the Gemara like the Rishonim. Ab the Rishonim assumed that there is a Kol. As the Meiri is Masbir, that the Rishbam is Lushitasa and Daf Mem. And the Rambam Shita over there is that when you do a kinyan, it's not muchrach to write the shtar. You could be choizer from the shtar. As when can you say al the kinyan, you have a kol? Because as soon as you do the kinyan, there's zuch going to be a shtar. It's the same way a shtar is moitzi a kol, who had in a kinyan is moitzi a kol. Ablefi the Rishbam, that even though you did a kinyan, you could still make that you'll never write the shtar. As a bazei, the Rishbam holds that it doesn't make a call either. As if he said, the Yisoid of Machlokes is where the Kinyan makes a call. Now the Rishbam, Kilu Lishitasa, he has a hesbah why he holds the Kinyan doesn't make a call. Mashenk and the other Rishonim hold any Kinyan with Neyedim. That's enough to make a call. As what zman are you kaisrin? As the Gemara says, three levels. The Gemara says, im yidei zman a kinyin, kaisrin a zman shal a kinyin. That's what we saw. Im lo yidei zman a kinyin, kaisrin a zman shal a ksiva. Mishum merci kishikra. If you don't know the zman of the kinyin, then you kaisrin the zman of the ksiva sashtar, mishum merci kishikra. As Ayin Tosis in Ksubis and Chofalef from a base that has a needin in all psulim of Merci Kishikra, if it passes B'diyevet, Tosis has it said, it's not Makim B'diyevet. As Lechor, if you'd write a different man, it would be Merci Kishikra, wouldn't be Makim B'diyevet. If you Tosis, Ayin the base Yosef and Simon Mem Gimel, and brings a Machloikis Linyinza. As mevuah in the Gemara, that the two things that you could write that's kosher is either the zman of kinyan or the zman of the ksiva. Shaila is, what was the third option of the Gemara that the Gemara says you can't do? Mishum merci kashikra. As the Raivin and Sheet and the Rajman Gin Chavavam Beis says, there was a Havamina that you kaisun the zman that you bedeya bevadai shekinyan hayilaf neyaisa zman, and you're not sure when the kinyan was, but you know it was in chodesh tishrei sometime, as you could write chodesh cheshvan because you know by chodesh cheshvan for sure the kinyan was already, and that the Gemara says that it's merci kishikra. The Ravid and Sheet and the Rajba talking about when you're not writing a Chodesh, you're writing a day. Meaning, you write a day that you know that day was definitely after the Kinyan. The Shach and Simon Mem Gimel, Sifkot and Mem, is Choylik, and he says that if you write a Zman that you know for sure that the Zman was after the Kinyan, as it's not even Merci Kishikra. The Gemara is talking about only when you wrote a different chodesh. Avaluye, you wrote a different day, but you know the day was afterwards. As then it's not mechzik yishikru. So that's a shayla. What was the habamin of the Gemara? The next sugya, this is the sugya of Ksivas Man. The next sugya is the sugya of Ksivas Makom. What Makom do you write in the shtar? As the Gemara says, Amalei Rab le Safre, Bechein Amalei Rifuna le Safre, Kikai Misu, Bishilu, Bishili Kosu, Bishili, Afal Gav, Damasun, Chumili, Bihili. Rabbeinu Gershom explains that even though the Halva, the Mechira, and the tzivur from the Baal was in a different city in Hini. Vafilu achi yekosev shili, which is the makom ksiva. As Rav Yishayim learned the Gemara, and this is the pashtus of the Gemara, that the Gemara means you only write the makom of the ksiva sashtar, which is shili. The Rishbam is meduyik not that way. The Rishbam is meduyik. He says, that you koisiv kulaimu b'makom pliny kasavnu mashereinu b'makom pliny. As meduyik in the Rishbam, you write the zman of the mechira too. As the Rishbam shita is, you have to write both. It's mashma only you koisvin shili. The shaila is, what's pshan in the Gemara? Why are you koisvin the makom of the ksiva shashtar and not the makom halva mechira? It's the Rif, Ben Gershom, the Rush, and Taisis and Ksubis Chafala from the base all explain the Gemara mishum mechzi keshekra. It's al derech the Gemara before that the Gemara said, "Klapi this man, this merci keshikru." Who did in the makom, this merci keshikru. Of the Ravya and Chedik Dalit, Simin Tov Tov Kuf Yud Tes, moving the Mordechai, is a shayla. He asked the Gemara before and wants to say the psulos mishum merci keshikru. It says mishum merci keshikru. Over here, the Gemara doesn't say Mishum Merci Keshikra. Mashmet for a different reason. So, Mashagra, the time is the Rishonim Taka with Goyris in the Gemara Merci Keshikra. Over here, too, is what's the other Mahalach in the Gemara? As the Ravya says in Arzarua, that the reason why you write the makom ksiva shashtar is because the reason why you're writing the makom is because you want to be mevar on the chsima se'edim l'kayim ashtar. It's what, as it's not totally in the makom of the halva, it's totally in the makom of the ksiva shashtar. As lefize, the reason why you're writing it is kedei that you should be able to be mekayim the shtar. My nafkemina between if the time is mishum merci keshikra kedei lekayim ha'edim. So the Ravya, if the cipher, if you have to write the makom ha'cipher. I mean, if you learn it's a din in kiyum ha'shtar, it's only a din in the edim, not a din in the cipher. But if you learn it's a din of merci keshikra, this is merci keshikra, klapi the sefer too. It's the pashtus to the Gemara and Gittin and that pay that brings down our sugyas mashmits in the sefer also. So the Mordechai it's lav dafke deika means the makom ha'edim. There's a little bit of ara that if the reason why you're writing the makom is because you want to be able to be mekayim the edim, is you have to know what makom they live in. As why we're writing the makom of the ksiva sashtar. We should write the makom of the diras ha'edim. As when we're writing the edim, we should write where they lived, that you should be able to be makayim. As be'emes, you see a dova doima in the sugyas in Gittin. In the sugyas in Gittin, there's a takana of that you want that the Edim, you should be able to be Mekayim the Edim. As if the get is Matzi Lekayimai, as then there's no Takana Befanei Nechta Befanei Nechtam. Then in Eretz Yisrael, where it's Matzi Lekayimai, there's no Takana Befanei Nechtam Befanei Nechtam. Mashenkin, when a get comes from Chutzlarts, where it's not Matzi Lekayimai, is then there's the Takana that the Shliach has to say Befanei Nechtam Kedei Demekayim, because it's not Matzi Lekayimai. So for there, it's mavuin the Gemara and Daf Ches Amid Beis that if the get comes in a Svina, do you have to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam? As the Gemara says that it's totally where the Svina is. If the Svina is in Eretz Yisrael, it's called a get in Eretz Yisrael. You don't say b'fanei nechtam. And if the Svina is in Chutz Laretz, as you have to say b'fanei nechtam. It's a beer. I mean, the Edom don't live on the Svina. The Edom live in the city. They're just going on the Svina. L'chor, if you want to know if it's Matzi L'kaimoy or not, it should be totally on the Makam Diras Edom. It shouldn't be totally on the on the Makam HaSvina, which is the Makam Ksivis I get. And the Makam HaVois I get over there. As Mucha from the Gemara in Gittin, a Yisoid, that when Chazal made a takana, Matzi L'kaimoy, Loi Matzi L'kaimoy, they weren't mechayiv you to find out where the Edom lived. There's no din to find out the Makam Diras Edom. Then the Chazal said it's Tali on the Makam Havois I get, because B'derech Klal in the Makam where the get was Nichtav. That's B'derech Klal, the Makam where the Edom lived. B'derech Klal, when you wrote the get, you took the Makam where the Edom lived. As therefore Chazal took a Dovra HaMotzu, a Dovra HaRogil, and they made the Takana. That's as Klapri Takana's B'fanai. And who then you could say over here also, that Chazal weren't Mechayiv you to go be Mevar and the Edom every place where the Edom lives. No, what Chazal said was B'derech Klal, the Makam Ksiva Saget, is the Makam Dira Seidim, B'derech Klal, you take the Edom from there, even though it's not 100%. But when they made the Takana, they did Kefi What's Matsui. What do you have to say? V'das the Mordechai. Type, as we have two time in the reason why you write the Makam Ksiva Sashtan, not Makam Alva, Vemisha Mechsi Keshikra, Aikidei, it should be Matsui Lekaimai. That's in Dinah the Gemara, that you have to be kois of the makam ksivas ashtar, and not the makam of the halva. There's a Mishnah in Gittin that says if yeshina makam ksivasa, the get is possible. And the Gemara over there says the pshat in the Mishnah is al derech this din over here. It means that mkaim that you're supposed to write the makam ksivas aget, and instead you wrote the makam of the gerishin. As it's possible, Astosis over there, Dan's, if you could bring a raya from out to Asuk, you're two. Maybe over there, they only passed it by get, because get is more chomer. But maybe by kol ashtaras, they didn't make up so, as in the Astosis. In BMS, we saw in Astosis and Ksubis Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Taisis says that in Chinami over here, it's only a din lechatchila the Mechsik Yishikah, but by get they were more machmeh, they passled it. Toiv, Skum Techois, we have a din of Ksivas Makam, Bain and Get, and Bain by Shashtaris, but in Taisis in Gittin, as it's sad that you could be Mechalik. Lemaisa Taisis at the end does say that it's Makab B'dievin in both places, but Taisis has it sad that it's too different, you could be Mechalik between the Takonis. The next sugya is the sugya that the malva wants to change the shtar, and he has a shtar, either one shtar, he wants to make it two shtaris of half the amount, or he has two shtaris of 15, he wants to make it one shtar. As the Ritva asks on the Gemara, that we had before in the Sugyon Kuf Ayin Aleph Amil Aleph, that the Edom are not allowed to write over a new shtar, because once they did the Shlichus, they're not allowed to do another Shlichus. Azim came, what's the Hava over here? Mean over here, you could write over a new shtar. Hey, once Edom signed on a shtar, they're not allowed to rewrite the shtar. As the Ritva answers, over here we're talking about where you still didn't write the first shtar. And now, before the Edom still didn't sign on the first shtar. You wrote the first shtar, but the Edom didn't sign on it. And before the Edom signed on it, the Malva wants to switch it. As over here, the Edom never signed on the shtar. They never did the Edus. As a Mela, there's no problem of changing the Shlichus. The Tumim and the Sivis and Simen Nun Gimel, L'chayra, they say a much more simpler answer to the Shail of the Ritva. Hare the Gemara on Kufayin Aleph that we had. The Gemara says that when is it a problem to change the shtar? When the Edom are changing it. When Bezdin changes it, then it's no problem, because Bezdin alimi lefkuye shtara. As you could say, over here the Gemara is talking about when Bezdin wants to change the shtar. Bemis, it's such a good teretz. You have to know what was the shail of the ritual b'chlal. It's mefurish in the Gemara before that Bezdin has the koyach to change it. As why didn't the ritual want to learn the Gemara over here that it's talking about where Bezdin is changing it? In the Ritva held, even though Bezdin will change the shtar before, but Bezdin definitely won't change the shtar over here. What's the chilek? Pashit, in the sugi before, we're talking about a paramixis chayvai. As because it was paramixis chayvai, now we have a chash hefsid, a hefsid to the malva, hefsid to the loiva machlik, is what you do against a geshef. But what's talking about was already para mixes chayvos. We're already in a matzav with the zechshash hefsid. As a bezei, Bezdin has to get involved. Bezdin makes a hefka, and Bezdin makes a etzah. Mashenkin and Asugi, we're talking about where the Malv is saying, maybe he'll pay if so I want to change the shtar. As Bezdin doesn't get involved. Ubefrat lefider shpam b'fon kufayin aleph that you need a hefker for Bezdin to write a shtar, new shtar. What Bezdin stam gonna make a naya hefker because maybe something will happen. There's no such din. Even if it's not hefker, Bezdin doesn't get involved. What'll be if when it happens? Bezdin is Isaac in the Indian. The male of the Ritva didn't want to learn over here. We're talking about when Bezdin is doing it. It will learn we're talking about when the Malva personally wants to do it. He's doing it all your day, the Edom, as a male of the Ritva has to come up to a different teretz. As the Gemara says, there's a Havamina that the Malva is Yochel Ahachlif, and the Gemara says that you can't be Machlif the Shtar because the Loiva doesn't want to. Because he wants to be Nifkam Shtare. If it's one shtar, as if you pay here, if you pay him the shtar. As the priest in Choshem Mishpon and Tzimenun Gimel is Mazmer the Havamina the Gemara. He explains the Havamina the Gemara was how could he be Machlif without the Das of the Loiva? He explains because the Havamina was we thought it's a Maila for the Loiva. As if you're not going to be machlif, you're going to have to write a shofar. That's what we're in the Mishnah, that the loiva doesn't want to have a shofar, it's bad. As we thought over here, the malva is coming to do the loiva a favor, as he could do it shalai midaitai. Kamashmal on the Gemara, no. That even in this shofar, there's also a hefsid. As now we can't be pagim the shtar. As being that there's also a hefsid, as you can't do it shalai midaitai. The Gemara says that there's a hefsid to the loive, and there's a hefsid to the malva. Nichalei le malva. Why? Kedei sheyakov lepayrei. Frekter ama. Why does the Gemara have to add that there's a hefsid to the malva? As a vad in this year, what we're talking about, where the malva is coming to do it, you don't have to add it. Now, l'chayre, the Gemara means what would be in a fakelt tzir. Where the loiva wants to rip up the shtar, As the Gemara is saying, no, that the loiva can't do because there's a hefsa to the malva. Befrek the Rama, if the malva is holding on to the shtar, how could the loiva have a schus to tell the malva to give him the shtar to be kareyet? Bishleim the other way around, the malva is holding on the shtar. Tavis, he's holding on the shtar, he could do what he wants with it. But when the loiva is coming and the malva is holding on the shtar, he could say, stam, it's my shtar, I'm holding on to it. You can't do anything to it. What does he have to come on to a hefsid for? As he says, that vice to chois, you needed an etzir where they made a kinyan. And they didn't write the shtar yet. Now the halach is, when you make a kinyan, as stam kinyan l'ksiva, I mean, as you're allowed to be kois of a shtar. So here we're talking, the nafkamina of the hefsir of malva is not an issue where the malva already has the shtar. It's only about it, see, where you made a kinyan. And now we're about to write the shtar, as the loiv is saying, l'chatchila, how we should write the shtaris. As being that there's no shtar beyond a malva, the loiv is also a baldover. So maybe he could come in taina. The malva doesn't lose us. Let's write two shtaris. So that's what the Gemara has to come on. There's a tzad hefsid to the malva. The Tumim in Simenun Gimel says another nafkimina. Nafkimina would be in a tzir of nimchak. Over there, we have to also write another shtar. The malva is not holding on to the shtar anymore. As over there, the loiva comes with a taina. You need to say the malva has a revach, therefore the loiva can't do it. The next Mishnah. Shnei achin, echad oni v'echad asher, v'niach l'anavim merchat zu beis abad. As the main shayla on the Mishnah, the Rishonim Shtelon, is what is this Mishnah doing with the Perek? It has nothing to do with the rest of the Perek. All the other Perek is handling Dine Shtaris, and Ovir is handling Dine Chaluka. If anything, it should be in Perek Kama, not over here. What's this Mishnah doing here? As the Rif says, that it's a continuation to the past Mishnah. In the past Mishnah, in Chidus of Yaisi, we had Yekais and Shaivim. The Malva is very happy that you're Kaisen Shaver, because maybe the Loiva will lose the Shaver, and the Malva will come to be Yigvesh Alaikidin, Yechel Halav Echadi, the Lashon of the Gemara before. But you see, Afilu Hachi, we do it. Maybe Ayidei writing a Shaver, we're going to cause the Malva to be Yigvesh Alaikidin. It's nishtag yeshaft. We have to do what the halach is. As I would say, bring the Mishnah some what's yirim of yechel alav v'chadi. And over here, when you make chaluka, as the asher is going to be able to use the base of merchitz, and the ani is not going to. As there could be a time of what? Yechel asher v'chadi? It's not fair. But thus is thus, if the halach is that way, that's what you do. Zakhtarif, may I tell you, Tom, we're bringing the din of Yosef ben Shimon. It says there's Shnei Yosef ben Shimon in the air. Acher zeinu yochel lohitzi aleim shtar. Yechel halav v'chadi. It's going to come out that they could borrow money and not pay back. Yenochinami, amol de adinim of yochel halav v'chadi. B'kitzel lefi the rif, this mission is a continuation to the sugya koidim, because you see the Zelbi Yisoid of Yoichel Halah V'chodi. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that Im Yerushu Me'av Beis HaMerchitz, Lashna Mishnah was Asi La'atzmai, as the Asher is Mishtamish L'chod, and the Ani is not Mishtamish. Mashen came when it's Asi L'schar, as then they rent it out. As the shayla is, what's pshat in osi l'schar, osi liatzmai? As the shpam is masper, the memra, that when it's osi liatzmai, he can't be maskered out. that it's totally what the father is mishtamish. That being that the av was mishtamish la'atzmoy, as ein la'ani schus la'askir. Why not? As the Rishbam is mazver that hu chazaka shenicho aviv yil oilam. Think also the Rabbeinu Gershon that when the Yoshin yashin it as the schus is chal, if either way the father used it. I'm afraid the Rishonim on Daf Yud Gimel, the Rabbeinu Yoina, the other Rishonim on Daf Yud Gimel. It's a gewaldige chiddush. L'chayra, who cares what the father used it for? Once they yashin that it's theirs, they could use it for whatever they want. What's this din that they have to use it the way their father used it? Mechate said they have to use it the way their father used it. As the Rishonim Macholik on the Rishbam's pshat, and they learn a different pshat in the Mishnah. As there's two Malchim and the Rishonim, how to be masbir. And the Rabbeinu Yoina, he explains that a soul neschar means that the Beis HaMerchatz is a big Beis HaMerchatz. That it, no one could use it for themselves. It's so big. As over there, where it's Oymid Laskiroi Zichur, you could be koifer the yasha to be maskira lachirim, because it's not roi l'shimish levad. Mashen kein asoy la'atzmoy means that it's a merchatz cotton. Because even though it's efshel la'askiroi, but being that it's not oymid la'askiroi, because over here, being that it's roi l'shtam shesa osher, the ani is not yochel loka fesa osher. In Taisis and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Taisis says differently. Taisis says that the pshat is in the lashon of the Mishnah. It's osu lahaskir means it's possible to be masker. You could find someone that'll be masker. As then the ani has a schus to be koyfeli osher to be masker. A basoy la'atzmoy means it's not possible to be maskered. As then you can't be koyfer laskira because it's not possible to find anyone that wants to be maskered. As we see over here, a machlegis der Rabbeinu Yoina and the Taisis is a schus has a k'dima. The Rabbeinu Yoina says that the schus of the usher to be mishtamish is more than the schus of the ani to be masculine l'achirim. Because it's a dover that it's roi l'shimush. It's roi l'shimush. He has a schus to be mishtamish. Something that's roi l'shimush. If one of the shutvin comes, I want to force you to be masculine. There's no such schus. It's roi l'shimush. He wants to be mishtamish, but that he could. And Taisus is choylik. Nira Taisus holds that avade, something that's roi l'shimush, you can't force him to be masculine. But Shani Hocho, where it's Einu Roy Lashimusha Ani, as Mishum Ze Yeshlo Schus Locher for Osher Lahasker, calls man that it's Roy Lashirus. What does the Rabbeinu Yoina hold? The Rabbeinu Yoina holds the Osher could say, it's Roy for you for Shimush. Just because Mitzias you can, it doesn't change it. I give you a Chelik Lashimush. Mishnah then continues. Mishnah says, now what does the Asher tell him when it's Asi La'atzmai? The Asher tells him, Kach lecha avadim v'yirchitzu b'mechrachs. Kach lecha zesim above v'aysa v'beis abad. It's Aruch Bia. Why do we have to bring the speech of the Asher? Mishnah doesn't say stam things that aren't negeh la'alocha. That's why we're explaining this taina. Why does the Asher have to say this bechlal? Then is we made a chaluk and the Asher could use it. What's pshat in this lashon? As Rosh Ariel, he wanted to be masbir the pshat boifin ze koydim yuz masbir l'fishitis arishbam and Rabbeinu Yoina. The Fidur Rishbam and the Rabbeinu Yoina were talking about it here. It was Roy Laskiroi. as you could tell like this, that if it was Einoi Roy L'Shima Sha'ani B'chlal, as him Cain, it's not cool that he's getting his Schusei Chalukah. Chalukah means each one gets 50-50. Each get half. The Ani can't be Mishtamish Ba B'chlal, as that's not cool that you made a Chalukah, that he got his Chalik. As Zichr, he would be able to be Koy for the Asher, to be Maske, because something that's not Roy L'Hachlik L'Shimush. You're Koy for the Haske. As Mishum Zeh, the Asher has to say, that be'emes it shayecha chalukah. I'm giving it to you to be mishtamish. I be metzias, you don't need it. Seder. I'm in din and halacha, I gave it to you to be mishtamish with it. As being that in din and halacha, I gave it to you to be mishtamish, it's kilu, you got your chelek. As a male, it's a good to chalukah. Thus is good, feeder, spam, and there being the idea that we're talking about it, see where it's royal haskia. That's why you need the extra adgosha. And the Shilas Tosis learns difference. The Tzir is Asilatza means it's Einoi Roy Lahaskir Bechlal. As it's Einoi Roy Lahaskir Bechlal, as what was, why does the Usher have to say it? As that Rav Asher was Masbir, Reinochi Nami. If the Usher was only Mishtamish with his Chetzi, the Vada, you don't need a taina. The Asher is allowed to be mishtamish. Each one gets a half. But over here, we're talking about a tzir where, in order to be mishtamish, you can't be mishtamish with a chelik of the merchatz. You have to be mishtamish with the whole merchatz. You want to use everything. As over here, the ani has a taina. You can't be mishtamish with my chelik if I don't have any shimushim. Sometimes we have that Reuven's Mishtamish Liyam Mechor and Shimon is Mishtamish Liyam Sheni. Reuven's Mishtamish Biyam Rishon, he's Mishtamish in everything, and Shimon is Mishtamish Biyam Sheni, he's Mishtamish in everything. Yeah. Over there, the reason is because it's called the Chalukah. Reuven gets it on Rishon, and Shimon is Mishtamish Bekula Biyam Sheni. That's another Eifin of Chalukah. You get the whole thing on Yom Rishon, I get the whole thing on Yom Sheni. But over here, he's telling Tim that Ad Kama, he's not using it b'chlal, as you can't get the whole thing, this man, when you're using it, you can only get a half. And that's why he has to answer him back, name. I'm using it on Yom Rishon, you're using it on Yom Sheni. I'm letting you use it on Yom Sheni. I'm in Metzias, you're not using it. That's your problem. Metzias, you don't have a use for it. But Al Pi Aloch, I'm giving it to you for a whole day to use it. As Mela, it still has a shame of a chalukah. It's come to us, even Lefitasis, he's being masbe why it has a shame of chalukah. Kimuvan, now that he's not using it for pile, the Asher can go and use it all the time. But make it a dina, the Asher is saying, I'm looking to make a chalukah where you would get a chelik in it too. Well, this is the first chelik in the Mishnah, a shnei achin. Now let's move on to the second chelik of the Mishnah. The din of Shnei Yosef and Shimon's Be'er Echad. And the halacha is, Einu yichoyim lo'yitzi shtar choyv zeh al zeh, lo'y achra yochol lo'yitzi aleyem shtar choyv. Because it's been a roi to see the Gemara in Choyris and Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara over there is dining in its seer, where there was an achad that was hoitzi shtar choiv al echad mehem. As make the dina, each one could say, maybe it's not me, maybe it's the other one. The other one could say, maybe it's not me, maybe it's the other one. But what happens if they both own karka together? They both own a piece of land. Well, over here, the malva ketayna mamanushach. Mamanushach, I get half the land. As if you are the loiver, you own me half, and if he's the loiver, he owns me half. As the Gemara starts off, there's a man, the Yama, Enochinami. In such a tzir, the other person will be able to be given. And the Gemara is mantra, no. The reason why you gave him in a chosim is Mishom Arvis. And there's a klal by your Ariv that you're not allowed to go to the Ariv If you're not goyva from the loiva, you have to first be goyva from the loiva. So over here, where it's not possible to be goyva from the loiva, because each loiva is matri you, as you lose your schus to be goyva from the nechosim. As a svara b'daim elezeh, you have nigmar $9 of an alif. Also, there was a bezdin that went to the nechosim before it went to the loiva. The Gemara says they were machzer the uvda because you can't go to the arev before the loiva. Now, in the Gemara later on, Kufayim Dalit is a much less of a chiddush, because in the Gemara over there, it's a din lachatchila. But in the Gemara in Bechoris, you see a much bigger chiddush. You see that this is ma'akev even b'di'evet. I know in Tzir, where you can't be goyva from the loiva, you won't be able to be goyva from the arev either. It's mafgir yisluse shibot even b'di'evet. The much bigger chiddush. As these two Gemaras, the Gemaras over there in Bechoris Memches and the Gemara later on in Kufayin Dalet, is the makar to the grace of Yisoid that shibot nechosim is midin arvus. The Moshel Rashi in Bav Metzia Samach Zayin, Rashi says that the reason why you're not goyver from metaltalim is because the reason why you're goyver from nechosim is midin arvus. What's the din arvus by karka? Because the bailam is soymech on layam, so a mele becomes an ariv. By metaltalim, where the malv is not soymech on layam, it doesn't become an ariv. Even the other kama v'kama nekudas that they're shining my mazber with this. The mocker of this is the Gemara and Daf Memches by Shnei Yosef and Shimon Mchoyres. A little bit of hadgosha, Reza Hashem will see the Raman Daf Kufayin Ham and Beis learns that this nekuda is a machlokes amarayim. If together of shibud nechasim, of gviyah nechasim is midin arvis or not. Betzim in the Gemara Bechayis is a man the Yama who's chaylik and learns differently that you could be goyver than nechasim. If you the yad ramas toch gishmak, the skufa it's a machleike samarayim. The pashtis we hold la locha that you can't be goyver than nechasim. As we hold la locha, it's midin arvis. As the Gemara then handles in its seer, Haushtara, the Navig Lebe Dina de Rafuna, Navig Sivbe, Ani Pliny Bar Pliny, Levisa Mani, Mani Mimcha. As it doesn't say the name of the person. As the Nidin is, if you don't say the name of the person, do we assume that the person holding it is his Amre Huna Mimcha, Filumi Resh Kalusa, Filumi Shvar Malka? Shaila had to learn the Gemara. And then afterwards, the Gemara brings that Rava held, Yinat Reshina Lenefila, Memela, you could be goyva with it. Mohammed is before in the Gemara. And if you have a Ksav Yad that writes, Ani Pliny Bar Pliny, Levisa Mana Mimcha, it's a kosher Ksav Yad. Frektik Sois and Simim Memhei, Sivkot and Aleph. On the Gemara, that there's a Tosis in Gittin Dav Dalud. The Tosis says that if Edom are choisin their names, and afterwards you write the get underneath or the star underneath, it's possible, because that's not called Haggadah Edus. It only has a shame of Haggadah Edus if something was written on top of the Edom, and the Edom sign on what's written on top, as when they're signing on what's written, that's called they're being made on what's written, that it's true. And when they signed before anything was written, it doesn't have a shame of Eidus. As Frektik Saisim, Agamara, in Agamara is Mavur, that if the Edom sign Ani Pliny Bar Pliny, they sign their names first, and then they write the facts that it has a hechsher of ksav yad. Is l'chayra, how does it have a hechsher of ksav yad? Hare the chsima was done before the information. The ksay says that if you go with the shitas, that you don't need a chsima by a ksav yad. I said it's very gishmak. You could say the sugyovia is talking about a zak ksav yad, where it was nikah the ksav yad. You see it's his handwriting, as then you don't need the chsima. Oh, as if the chsima you don't need, we don't care where the chsima is. Oh. The shayla is l'choyra taisis and ksubis, and kuf alef amid beis, is meduyik, that you need the chsimas of the edim. Taisis says you have to be choysim the name. As if you have to be choysim the name, as what's pshan in the Gemara over here, how could you be choysim your name l'malo? Das frektik sois. As BMS is a little bit of a knetch in Taisis on Gimel Amid Beis and Gittin, Taisis says the reason why Ksav Yad helps is Mishum Ein Lecha Chsima G'dayla Misu. Reb Nachum learns a pshat that the Iker Edus of the Shtar is on the Dasim Eschayiv. Over here you see the Dasim Mischayev because you see his signature writing the Shtar. As you see, he wants to be Mischayev. As you don't need Edis Bechlal. As Lefitaisis and Gittin Gimel Amid Beis, it's Poshet, you don't need the Chsima on the Shtar because the Shtar of Ksav Yad Ein Lecha Chsima G'dayla Mizu. You don't need a Chsima Seidus. It's B'mkoyim Chsima Seidus. As you could say, Taisin Gittin Daf Talid Amid Aleph is going like Taisin Gittin Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Amen Achinam Lefi Taisin Ksubis would be different. It's a Chiddush. Zula, you could be Miyashiv the Shaila the Ksais Ba'ifin Acha. You could say Ba'ifin Zeh. What's the aside of Taisis that if they write the Chsim and afterwards you put the information on bottom, it doesn't work? As you could understand it two ways. You could understand that the whole Agada Seidus is only Bisman V'yakosev, and if there's nothing written before, doesn't help. That's Kanira how the Ksais understood it. Or you could understand it differently. You could understand that when you sign on top, as whenever a person signed, it's only going on what's on top. It's not going on what's underneath it. It wasn't written then. As imkinim advarim, as then you could say that's the chilek. When Edim signed their names, they just sign names. And afterwards you write a shtaris. There's no connection between what's on top to what's on bottom. As we say, it's not a chsima on what's on bottom. But over here, what was his nusach? Ani plaini ba plaini levisa mani mimcha. Meaning it's all one sentence that flows. He starts off, ani plaini ba plaini levisi mimcha. As he's explaining what the plaini ba plaini did. As the plaini ba plaini is going, his name is going on the hemshech of the shtar. When Edom signed, they just write a name. As you don't see any connection because between the Edom on top and the Shtar on bottom. But over here, you see a connection because he's connecting his name to the information that's going afterwards. As over here, Zichr, the Hemshech of the Shtar, is a chilek of his Edos. The Gemara says, tries to bring a riot. What about the shtar, this ksav yad, that he says, levisa mani mimcha. He didn't write the name. As the Gemara tries to bring a riot from Zman, that you see it's here, where you wrote a get, and it doesn't have a Zman, but you wrote hayoim. As when you write hayoim, as it works, why? Because we say that who yom the nafik ba mashma, so at the noviyam umchaz me who gaber the nafik ba mashma. Nishpam means it's learned it's kilo written in the shtar. As a bayis deicha, no, that over there it's going according to Rabbi Lazar. That Rabbi Lazar holds edim esira karti, as being that he holds Eidim Asira Karti, he holds you don't need his man. Aben Ishtawi, you need his man. Maybe Hayyim wouldn't help. As the Rishbam, the Machlokes Rishonim, had to learn this Gemara. The Rishbam and Taisus learned the Gemara literally kipshutai. They learned the Gemara means that according to Belaza, there's no psul of ein by zman. The whole psul of ein by zman is a chash takola of either lakucha shalai kedin the gviya, shem yichap al basa choisai. That's only by edech sima, because the edech sima are not here. Ashenkin, according to Rav Elazar, that you go with Eidim Mesira, as you just asked him, Eidim Mesira, and I remember when this man is. As Lufi, Rashi, Rashbam, and Taisis, they learn that Elchinami, the psul of Ein Bo'iz Man, is not going according to Rav Elazar, and Rashbam makes a diak. The Mishnah says, Shalosh Gittin, and all of them, it says, it continues. And it says that Rabbi Elazar is machshir, it's mashmi, he's machshir, all of them. The Ramban is choylik, other Rishonim. The Ramban is on the Rishbam, that Lefi Dvariv comes out, that which the Mishnah in Gittin says there's a psul of Zman, and the whole sugya, Shlokesh Rabbi Yochanan, what the time is, it's all going to leave with the Meir. Shalai Yaliva de Hilchasa, Doichi Kodloi, Famek, a whole two blad of Shas, and saying that it's not Negeya. Fear of Elazar, there's no such Sugya. It's a big Doichi. Boyd on the Tain of the Rishbam, that it's Meduyik in the Mishnah that way. The Ramban Tain is it's Meduyik Fakert. The Lash in the Mishnah is, the Belazar's Machsha, Afal Pisha Ein Bayedim. Meduyik, the only time Rabbi Elazar is machsher is when it's a ein by edim. If there's another problem on that, Rabbi Elazar was a machsher. Why taka is there a psul of ein by his man? I mean, according to Rabbi Elazar, there's edim esira. As the Ramban says, because the edim esira could be don't remember this man. As a Mela, you can't rely on the Eidim Asira for this man. Therefore, you have to write it in the Shtar. There's still a Takona. As a Bezei, what's Pshat in our Gemara? The Gemara is a Mefurish Gemara like the Rishbam. The Gemara is saying that according to Allah, so you don't need his man. As a Ramban, now you Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means like this, that according to Rameyer, that Rameyer holds, you need Eidech Sima. Then we saw Kama Pamim, there's Yisoid, you need Muchach Mitoich Hashtar. The information has to be Muchach in the Shtar. So if you write Hayoim, it's not Muchach what the date is. As according to Rameyer, that you need Muchach Mitoich, it'll be possible. Mashenkin, according to Balaz, that holds Eidim Asira Kati. As in Cain, it doesn't have to be Muchach Mitoich Hashtar. As if it doesn't have to be Muchach Mitoich Hashtar, as a Meila, even a Zman that's not a Zman Muchach, like Hayoim works. As Kum Techois, the Gemara is not coming to say that you don't need a Zman Mechlal. The Gemara is coming to say that a Zman which is not Muchach would be kosher. That's only according to Rabbi Elazar, not according to Rameyer. The Rabbeinu Yoina Grada speaks out that according to the Rishbam, what would be on a shtar, according to Rabbi Elazar, that you say mechon de edich sima, like the mashal shtar raya, you use the edich sima. As the Rabbeinu Yoina, after the Rishbam will be made, you need his man. Because over there, there's no edim esir to be machsherit. The Rishbam is just mechavin. And it's seer we're being mashar ayyadeh the edim asira. Yeah, this is a little bit sosim in the Rishbam. The Rishbam kipshutai sounds not that way. Misfara, you can hear the Rabbeinu Yoina very stark. That's why the Rabbeinu Yoina learns pshat in the Rishbam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.